Hey friends, it's Stephanie here with Giving Your Best Life podcast and
Zach Lloyd,
a sustainable
anti-diet coach. Forgot who I was for a second.
I know. Anyways, we meet together on Mondays and then we decided to start having a conversation, bring you on the podcast. Our last episode together, we talked about consistency and the power of consistency, and I think you were even talking about the lie. Does consistency even exist?
Right.
Well, something happened because we are accountability partners. Is we actually were inconsistent for 2 weeks. We didn't meet, and I know, can you believe that? We didn't meet. But I think it's important to know is sometimes in our goals, and I want to hear from your standpoint when it comes to eating and working out, is if we miss a couple of weeks or we miss a week, or maybe you're on a business trip and you can't do what you needed to do.
Yeah.
Maybe you got sick. Like I think you were sick.
Yeah.
Which then maybe we missed is we get in this mindset of, well, it's done.
Yeah.
And my goals are smashed.
Right.
And then we end up off the rails.
Yeah.
Do you see that happen?
Yeah. There's this feeling of being like, you're so far behind that it's just like, oh gosh, how am I ever going to catch up? What's the point? And then there's this almost a start over effect where you're like, I'm going to start over,
mm-hmm.
or I'm going to start again, and I hear that a lot from my clients, and it's like, no, stop saying that. Why are we starting over again? Because that's a whole new basket of bad times. It's like, just keep doing what you were doing.
Right.
It's like two things are true. Yeah, you didn't do everything you wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
but you're still on the horse, and people are like, no, I fell off the horse. Like, no, you didn't fall off the horse. Unless you're trying to fall off the horse, no, you didn't. So it's having that mentality of, okay, why did I miss this metric?
Right.
And then what can I do differently right away today or this week or next week? And then learn from that, but stay on the horse. Stop starting over.
Yeah. I think that's important. I think too is it's such a short amount of time of when we will quit. It's I had two bad days of eating this weekend, or I went off the rails on this, or we missed 2 weeks. So it's easy to say, we missed 2 weeks. Let's just be done. It's no, that's such a short amount of time. If you think about, so this morning, as we were talking, I want you to share we were talking about that long term.
Yeah.
It's mentally helped you because we have long term goals. So even though we missed that 2 weeks, last week we got back on track that. Like it just happened. Like we're back on track. Today is our second week consistent.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about your mindset and what that's done, having a long term goal.
Let's just talk about Beyonce for a second. She has, I think, I'm really close if I don't get the number right, but if you thought about how famous and how successful she's been in her music career,
mm-hmm.
right? You would think that she has hundreds of songs,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, well, how many of those were actual hits that really moved the fame and success up higher, right?
Okay.
Well, I was shocked. She only has 88 songs out of her entire career. And it was less than 20% of those were hits.
Wow.
So 80% of her songs were a literal drop in the bucket and didn't really move the needle at all for her.
Mm-hmm.
And if we look at our 2 weeks, if we look at our entire careers or our life's work, then it's a drop in the bucket, a literal drop in the bucket that really doesn't matter that much. But what matters is how we react to it. And we're saying, did we fall off the horse or not? And
mm-hmm.
she's just kept going, making songs, and it's worked. So it's more going back to last week of that consistency, but it's really what's the mentality that you bring to it?
Right. And it's the consistency of the long term. You know, us missing a couple of weeks is we have a long term view. And it's also, it goes back to people. This is why accountability is so important, because if I didn't have to show up, even though we missed 2 weeks, is if I didn't have to come in here and meet with Zach, I probably would have given up on the three goals that we're working on together.
Yeah, same.
Because it's I have no accountability. No one else cares if I'm writing my fiction book, some of my speaking stuff.
Right.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
And then you just go do what is easy.
Yep.
Yeah. Or do nothing at all, which I think is what people do.
Or what we were talking about, we go to some random thing in the house, a chore. Like, we'll rather, like, clean the dishes or do the laundry than do the thing that we should be doing.
That is
and
so
then we
true.
Feel good about it because, yeah. Oh, we're getting something done.
Yeah, you get that dopamine hit. That's so true. I'm glad you brought that up because that's what you can end up doing is you have goals, you set them, you get a little off track, and if you don't have accountability, you will start doing things that make you feel good.
Yes.
But do not get you to what, for me, what I always say is what God's calling you to do.
Yeah, 100%.
So,
yeah, 100%.
No, that's good. Do we want to dive into a little bit of like just those little things
yeah.
and avoidance?
Yeah. The avoidance, yeah.
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 Do you want to talk a little bit about avoidance? You want me to?
Yeah. What was one of the things
okay,
that you were using to avoid?
Yeah. Well, I avoid writing all the time, even though I love it. And once I sit down and get in it, I will stay in it longer than what I set my goal to do. So
yeah.
I will write in 15-minute increments. But usually I will write longer to that. But it is avoiding sitting down and writing.
Yeah.
And that will be the number one thing. If people want to write a book, I always ask them, are you writing? Which sounds so stupid.
Right.
But most of them are not writing. So what I will do is I will go do the dishes. I'll go do laundry. I'll work on email. I'll write a thank you note. I will do 50 things,
yep.
then write. So what I told you, my cycle is, and Zach and I talked about like us probably being ADHD or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like labels, but if you look at my life and
yeah.
if we look at the checklist.
Makes a lot of sense.
Is I will literally get a sheet of paper and just write, writing 15 minutes. And that is the only thing I can
right.
do. And there's something about writing it down and staring at it that makes it real to me.
Yeah.
Like now I can't avoid, now I can't go,
right.
oh wait, dishes? Why are dishes
yeah.
important? Why is that thank you note important?
Right.
But once I write 15 minutes, I will allow myself to go do something like
else.
That.
Yeah.
Because then it still does feel productive. Like I still have to
yeah.
do the dishes. I still have to do laundry.
Right.
I call this my cycle is I,
yeah.
and I do that all day long, especially on a weekend, is I will write, writing 15 minutes. That's the only thing. Once I get that done,
yeah.
I cross it off. I get my dopamine hit. I will write down dishes. Go do the dishes. Cross it off. Writing 15
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah.
But it is amazing because by the end of the day or the end of the weekend, I've gotten a lot done. I've accomplished my goals. I can come in here on Mondays and say, well, I didn't write as much as what I wanted to.
Yeah.
But I'm moving. I am progressing on the goals that I set.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you move the needle in the right direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, which would have been so easy not to.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel the same way about the video stuff that I do because there's this friction of, okay, sitting down, writing, planning, blah, 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 and then that's what I focus on. But when I actually do the video portion, I actually enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if I can get through that immediate part of planning and writing and like actually sitting down, that's really helpful. Where it's if the environment is not set correctly, and that's the other thing I realized, there's environments that are more critical to my success than others.
Mm-hmm.
And so like if I'm in my house on my laptop or whatever, it's not a good environment because there's things that are dirty, there's people coming in and out, there's windows, there's all these things that are distracting me versus if I can just come into my office, it's like, okay, the office is prepped to get work done. And so that's really helped me stay away from those other things as well.
I think you bring up a good, like, environment is you have to create those. And you can't use the excuse of, like, I have too small of a house or I have too many people. Like, there's so many excuses, so knock the excuses out. For me is, like, having fitness equipment, if we're going back to, like,
yeah.
fitness or whatever, is in the house and making it easy. I have
yep.
to have a variety. Like having a list of things that I like to do, like bought a bike and even, you know, I'll ride around up and down my driveway
yeah.
or I just bought a little tiny trampoline because I was reading the benefits of
oh,
that.
Yeah.
I can jump on that trampoline for 10 minutes while we're watching TV. Like
right.
it doesn't take up a lot of space. So
yeah.
I think it is important of the environments that you create, the distractions that you get
yep.
out. I also think it's though is don't use the environment as an avoidance.
Mm.
Because sometimes I can, like, I do like to write at my desk,
yeah.
but sometimes I can look and go, oh, my desk is messy. I got to deal with all this
right.
before I write. And so it's like, nope, get your 15 minutes of writing
yeah.
in and then
yeah.
have that next thing be
yeah.
clean off your desk or whatever.
Yeah, and that's such a good example because you just, you, you made the goal so small that you, it's like, it's like the flossing the teeth thing that we've talked about before. It's like, just floss one teeth. Teeth. that seems so ridiculous, but it's like the person that shows up every day and just does one tooth, they end up doing more teeth.
Right.
And so it's like, let go of your ego or whatever feeling that is and just do the 15 minutes, like you're saying. Mm-hmm. Or make it bite size, whatever it is for you. It's like, just pick up the dumbbell. Or like runners, we hit this all the time with runners. Like, just put your shoes by the door, whatever it is. That's such a good point.
Yeah. So we covered a lot of things today in a short amount of time. So at the end of the day, we just hope that we're giving you tidbits to help you live out what God's calling you to do and live it healthy.
Yeah.
On episode 95, we talk about like health and why bother with health.
Yeah.
And so if you don't have health, then you really can't do all the things that God is calling you to do. Any final words?
What the health?
I love it. Friends, thank you for listening and get to giving your best life.